Thanks so much. Take care. Be safe.
Take care, Kelly. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good day. And we're going to take a break. We'll come right back with Jason Forsyth, the Frankfort Street Department Superintendent, on the way next from Wilo's Party Line.
This is Party Line, on the air for over 60 years on WILO, Frankfort, Indiana, USA, a Casper Media station.
When it comes to the outside of your house, leave it to Welties to make it right and keep it right. Roofing, siding, windows, guttering, and more. Welties is the proven and dependable place to go for quality since 1937. Welties Custom Exteriors of Frankfurt.
Hi, this is Ryan Welty. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Whatever you want to do, Welty works for you.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, just off the square at 50 West Clinton Street in Frankfort, is open. Michelle and her staff have limited hours, but an unlimited selection of primitives and antiques to make any room of your home more beautiful and relaxing. Simple Time Antiques and Primitives will be open on Tuesdays by appointment only and 10 to 4 Wednesday through Saturday. Call ahead at 765-652-2504 for Tuesday appointments. From Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where they remind you to surround yourself with the people and the things you love.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to the program. I want to thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back Into a Simple Time, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Joining us on the phone, we have Frankfort Street Department Superintendent Jason Forsyth. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
We're doing good. Good start to the day.
How's Jason doing?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Okay, good. Was the stuff that was closed down yesterday on Washington, was that related to some of the stuff you've talked about, or was that a waterworks project only and not any kind of road deal, or what exactly was the reason for that yesterday?
I would assume, Ken, I could receive a couple calls that they weren't flagging out there of some safety issues that I contacted them about today, and I noticed this morning they were doing it. But I would assume it's probably Washington Avenue related, just a small closure. I know they've been cutting small holes into the street there to, start running that line all the way from there to the new project area, so I assume it was probably the same thing.
Have you developed your time schedule yet for the proposed discussion about parking, about the roads, trying to get around this community here this year and next?
Well, I was going to do that. We had a meeting Tuesday, Ken, in reference to the roundabout situation, and was going to do both at the same time, but that ran quite a ways longer than I thought it would in reference to the roundabout, so I'm still going to set that up. I was out, for a couple weeks recently, and that's the reason we had to reschedule that, and we thought about talking about it Tuesday, but I told them that we'll hold off and get another date time scheduled for that. We got some time, so.
Okay. Have you guys decided an order of streets of which ones you're going to start working on first, and then as you go down the line, have you kind of set that up yet? for this year?
For, you mean for paving?
Yeah. Not necessarily, I don't mean not necessarily for paving, but I'm talking about for Washington, the big projects. Washington, you know, all those are going to be closed off due to various things.
No, I mean, we haven't heard anything on a total close down of anything yet. I think we're a little ways away from that, Ken. You know, we're probably a couple, 3 months away from any kind of closure on Washington Avenue. I'd say at least through March anyway. We're probably not going to have total closures down there. I did speak to the company that's working on the working with Vectren and AT&T right now, and you know, we're going to get together, and you know, as we approach that area of Milky Way where it can be congested a little bit more than where it is right now, you know we'll probably put something out to you guys, just let people know what's going on, and you know, being around Milky Way and things like that. But as of right now, it's just been I got a couple calls from concerned people that said they didn't have flaggers down there, so I made a phone call to make sure they had those up, and because they were having people wait in line, and then people were kind of guessing, okay, is it my turn to go or is it your turn to go, that type of thing. So you know, which is not a good thing. So no. they've got that got those flaggers out there now doing what they're supposed to be doing there. So but as far as complete closures or partial closures, I guess I don't consider those, you know, what we're doing right now is a partial closure.
Okay.
But we'll do something as we get closer to the Williams and Washington Avenue intersection.
Of course, right now you're basically consumed with, you know, holidays and double pickups and all those things, and hopefully the weather holds. But what are you hearing for the first of next week?
We heard that there might be a little bit of snow next week. We are prepared. We got 200 ton of salt delivered here last week, the first of last week. I did move five individuals, a mechanic and four other employees, to night shift, working a 10 to 7 shift Sunday through Thursday, to be prepared. You know, if it comes, something happens to happen in the middle of the night, during the time that they're working, you know, we'll be on top of that like we have been over the last several years. It's seemed to work out. If not, we're doing patching holes in the evenings. We've got some work here at the shop that we're going to be doing, and we're prepared. We're in great shape salt wise, and all the vehicles are ready to go. I think we got one ton that's getting some work done on it right now, but it doesn't affect, you know, what we'll be able to do as far as the city goes. So we're working on that and prepared if we need to be for whatever shows its ugly head. But like I said in the past, Ken, you know, we don't get snow too much here.
Yeah,
not allowed.
And when it does, though, we didn't bring it here.
Hey, Jason, we got a quick call from a listener. If you got time for a question here,
sure.
Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Jason, I wonder if you have any problems with the recycling of trash, because on recycle day, my neighbors put out all their trash, and the guys take it.
Well, we do. A lot of times what happens there is we may, depending on where they live at, every once in a while we're going to get that. It ends up at Warner's, to be honest with you, is where it ends up. So obviously we don't want anyone to put their trash out with their recycle. The guys can usually tell if it's trash versus recycle. To tell you that we don't get trash mixed in with the recycle, I would be lying to you if I didn't tell you that. You know, we do what we can, you know, and let people know that we've got the recycling building out here that they can bring it to, or, you know, we'd have a designated day for that. You know, we do have it posted on our website and have it delivered to each and every individual in town as to what day their trash pickup is. But it is a battle at times for us to try to make sure everybody's putting their trash and recycle out at a certain time and at the right time. You know, we don't want things like that going over to Warner's. That becomes a pain for them to deal with. But to say that we don't end up with trash in the recycle, I, like I said, if I said that, I'd be lying to you, but it doesn't happen all the time. But I'm sure we do have those situations where it does get by the guys at times.
Well, I just wondered because these guys have been warned and they do it anyway.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you want to give me a call at some point in time, or give the department a call, and let us know what that situation is, we can definitely look at it and try to. But sometimes people will put out their Wednesday and Thursday both, which doesn't make any sense, but they do that.
Yeah, that's what they do. But you know, they, yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but if you want to give me a call, and Christina, she answers the phone. Just let her know the addresses, if you have those, and we can try to figure out and get it taken care of. And like I said, it'll help Warners out as well, because they're sorting all that. You know, who wants to sort trash when you're sorting recycle? So
every time I've called out there, there's always, it's just an answering machine.
Well, it depends on when you call. If you call between 12 and 1, right now, if she's not working inside the building with COVID, I have her working from home for her safety.
So she does answer then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she should answer. All the calls that come in are forwarded to her. If she's with another caller, then it'll go straight to voicemail. Just leave a voicemail and someone will give you a call back. She'll contact me or my foreman would give you a call back
I'll be happy to do that, because it'd be nice to get that taken care of, because they do know better. They know, they've been told that they're Hispanic, and it's just a guy that's just real cocky. You know, he's going to do whatever he wants to do, and heck with what the neighborhood tells him or the landlord tells him. So, okay.
Got to be good neighbors. You're welcome.
If you call, we'll help you out as best we can, okay?
Yeah, Jason, she went ahead and hung up, so I appreciate that. We want to bring someone else in here. Todd Corey wanted to say good morning here.
Hi, guys. How's everybody doing today?
We're good.
Good. Hey, on Washington Street, I can elaborate a little bit more on Washington Avenue yesterday. The guys that were down there doing that boring hit a water line, and so our water department had to close down Washington Avenue for about 4 or 5 hours last night. So that's what the shutdown was for.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate it, Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Todd.
Appreciate it. Take care, man.
All right. Yeah, thank you. All right. Jason, what else do we need to know?
As Ken said, probably posted on your website now, is next Monday is Martin Luther King Day, the holiday for the city, so we're going to do a double trash pickup in the southwest and northwest on the 19th, that Tuesday. So you won't put your trash out on the 18th in the southwest, put it out on the 19th, and we'll pick it up as normal that day. It's a kind of a busy thing and a busy time for us to do, busy way for us to do it, but it's the easiest way to take care of it and make sure everybody gets trash pick up like normal every week. So we'll be doing that double pickup on Tuesday the 19th for the 18th and 19th next week. So I want to make sure everybody knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that's pretty much all I've got. So like I said, we're prepared for winter time. We've been out a few times already, in the middle of the night, a couple hours here, a couple hours there, just to lay some salt. One thing, if I could cover, Kevin, before we go, is I'm not a Facebook guy, but we have had some issues I've heard about on Facebook about the new above ground parking garage where somebody had slipped and fell, and I wanted to kind of discuss that if I could with the company. You know, hopefully we get some people listening, but when they redone that for Prairie Creek Park, there is a new surface up there. I mean, it's nice. It looks nice, but it's a lot smoother, slicker surface than what was up there before, because up there before was just straight concrete. But I've been hearing that there's been some people falling, and, I had spoke with Bart Cranning from the Parks Department and had him speak with someone to see if there could be some changes made up there. We're going to do some things differently from the street department side when we take care of ice and snow up there. Obviously, when you have an above-ground parking like that that slants, upwards and you get snow at the top of it, even if you have the rest of it dry, as those things start to melt, they come down that hill, and then overnight they freeze. And I think the type of substance that is there now on the surface that we have has made it a little bit slicker than people realize. So
okay, yeah.
I want to let people know that we were aware of that. We were, we're going to now, rather than push snow to the top, we're going to back drag from the top, get behind it, push it down towards the bottom of the roadway, or bottom of the parking garage. And then, obviously we have, salt's what we have a lot of. So we're going to salt it. But, I guess I would just let everyone know to please be careful. They're telling us that they put it in, to spec. So the people are telling us there's not a whole lot they can do with the surface. But I did want to let people know that we are looking into that and doing what we can to rectify that. Obviously also to be careful, especially when you're parking early in the morning after a snow, a couple, three, four days later, because if it's, if it could freeze back up overnight and, we don't want anybody to get hurt, but we did want people to know that we are aware of what was going on down there and we're trying to take care of the problem. So.
Okay.
All right. We appreciate that. It's little things like that you don't think of, sometimes.
Right.
And it's been the way it was for, 50, 60 years, So,
right.
Yeah, it's
right.
Just a little something different. Well, we always appreciate the communication, Jason, even when you're scheduled and when you're not. You always do a nice job with us and for us, so thank you very much.
No problem. I appreciate you guys having me on, and if we do get snow, Ken, I'm blaming it on you. So
hey, everybody blames me for something, so why not? Pile it on.
All right, we'll see you next time, Jason.
All right, have a great weekend, guys. Take care.
Take care, Jason.
You too. All right. Frankfort Street Department Superintendent Jason Forsyth on Wylo's Party Line. Back with more in a moment.
Here at Encompass Credit Union, we're the community-minded people who invest in our community by giving back in every way we can. Be community-minded. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Now serving you at 4020 South Reed Road in Kokomo. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on. WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors. Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. It is a Thursday morning. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Plus, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. We got about 9 minutes left in the program. If you'd like to talk to us, you can do that. 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. I was thinking last night, Ken, we haven't heard from our friend Michael. In quite some time.
We haven't. I haven't heard from him for a long time.
I ran across his phone number yesterday going through my desk and cleaning out a drawer, and I thought, man, where's he been? It's been a minute. At least sometime in November, I think. Maybe he called us, or October. It could have been longer than that, though. I figured he'd be calling up to gloat, you know? So I was fully expecting him to call me November 4th. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be talking to Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets to see how the state of the city is. Also, Daryl Sanders tomorrow on our 2020 vision. Let's see what we got. Beverly Hills plastic surgeon has apparently died of COVID-19 after a maskless patient coughed on him, Ken. TMZ reports Dr. Payman Simoni was giving a lip injection to a woman when she coughed into his face. The woman is said to have called the doctor's office days later saying she tested positive for the virus. Simoni, who was wearing a mask, went into quarantine but was later hospitalized. Eventually, he died of a related brain hemorrhage. The 50-year-old man was also known for appearing on The Doctor's TV show. So, wow, that's a little crazy. It just puts it in perspective there how contagious this really is. Manhattan is closing one of its popular tourist attractions due to a troubling trend. The honeycomb-shaped staircase known as the Vessel will close indefinitely following a string of suicides. Have you ever seen this, Ken? The Vessel?
No, I read about it this morning. I did not look at anything else.
It looks really cool, but it's apparently recently a 21-year-old man jumped to his death. Police reportedly wanted to question him on a stabbing in Texas. It was the third suicide at the New York attraction in less than a year. So, kind of crazy there. Also, airport security officials in Washington, D.C. have reported finding a strange weapon taken on a plane. TSA officers found one of those Japanese-style throwing stars in their carry-on luggage. The traveler apparently relinquished the weapon before being allowed to catch their flight. Authorities say the person was not cited because the weapon is technically legal in the state of Virginia, but it's illegal in some other states. I used to go to the flea markets with my grandma living in southern Indiana. They were illegal in Indiana, but they were legal in Kentucky, so we'd go over to the Louisville flea market she'd set up, and I'd go buy my Chinese throwing stars. When I was a kid growing up, those were a lot of fun. Party Line, good morning.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Kim.
Did you mention the Trump second impeachment?
No, I let Fox News do that this morning on the radio.
I think I made up this joke that the Trump, the rats, the quote rats aren't just fleeing the sinking ship. They're renting a motorboat.
Yeah, they're not wanting to jump off. They're getting out of there.
Yeah. And you're talking about masks. Now, are these the same people who, if they see the sign, no shirt, no shoes, no service, they have a fit?
Yeah, probably, because there's some people who really have a problem with that. It's like, hey, wear your shoes and wear your mask, right?
I don't know what's wrong with these people.
You know, that's something that you and I can agree on 110%.
I think it was the Jeff Foxworthy the joke, and it was stupid people should wear a sign.
Right, yeah, here's your sign.
Well, you guys have a nice day.
You too, Kim. Thank you. So much for the call. Just about 5 minutes left in the program here. Let's see. I want to skip that one. That's not the... we did get the second impeachment.
Yeah.
The House of Representatives has impeached President Trump for inciting the Capitol Hill attack, making him the only president to be impeached twice. I'd wear this with a badge of honor if I was him. 10 Republicans were among those who voted to formally charge him with inciting the deadly attack and declaring the president a threat to national security. It's unlikely the president will get booted out early anyway. His term is up in a week. I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't want to, you know, envelop the whole show with this, but he didn't say go start fires. He didn't say go break into the Capitol.
But he also didn't say stop it either.
Well, he said they were fine people or peaceful people or so. Okay, not all of them were peaceful people, and there were obviously some dumb Trump supporters in there.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Nobody's denying that. But man is given free will, right? Mom always said, if someone else jumped off the bridge, would you do it too? No. Right? Man is given, man and women, you're given free will. That's your thing there. So, he'll be out in a week anyway. I'm just anxious to see what comes next with President Trump. They're now calling him a flight risk, potentially. Oh, and the thing is, I think this will get a lot more interesting, Ken, before it's over, don't you?
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah. I mean, and the people they're finding in that group is very interesting. They just found a former U.S. Olympian.
I saw that last night.
Got arrested. So I'm just saying.
He was wearing his USA jacket and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he swam with Michael Phelps.
Right.
Let's see. Did you ever buy a pair of Crocs?
No.
Are you familiar with Crocs? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I don't want them.
Me neither. They were a big trend about 10 years ago or so. Celebrities, though, like Justin Bieber and someone else I can't pronounce, are adding their own custom collabs. They're custom Crocs. Now there's word the company that makes Crocs expects to jump sales as much as 25% this year. Last year they sold $1.4 billion worth of them. That's the most ever. The Crocs were always so slick on just about any surface. Plus, I have smelly feet anyway. I gotta be careful on things like that. Okay.
We call that the TMI section.
Yes, the TMI, too much information. That's right. And a couple of burglars in England butt dialed the police.
I saw this.
They butt dialed the cops while allegedly breaking into a house. One of the suspected burglars didn't know he called police when he accidentally sat on his phone. They traced the location of the call, and the operator heard everything, including when the cops showed up. So there you go. Ken, have a great day, man.
All right.
Thank you, and thank you for joining us, and thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Ken and I will be back for the Friday edition tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day. From Wylo.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.